some things I wanted to give you quick before the meeting starts that just got issued. I had redrafted this. I don't know if that's what you want to pass or not, but if that's okay. And then we should probably give these to the newly elected trustees as well, if you don't mind. Sometimes people have no idea, just so they know, you know, what my background is, so I'll leave this with you. Okay, thanks.
And this one was just... This one was just...
That's why I was almost late. I was waiting. That came just as I was ready to leave.
Okay, good.
Dave, I'm going to go ahead and 1 o'clock here. I'll call this special meeting to order for December 11th, 2017. The first matter that I would like to bring up is the fiscal officer's resignation, which Mr. Berg tended to us at the last meeting. I'd like to offer the following resolution. There's just one copy of this at the moment.
Well, yeah, I could give, you know, I do have other copies if you need it.
Okay. I would like to...
Those are the extra copies.
That's right, okay. Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to accept the fiscal officer's resignation, which will become effective on December 31st of 2017. And the Board of Trustees do want to recognize and thank Fiscal Officer Berg for his many years of service to the township. And for the resolution, I'll read, again, we'll just accept the resignation effective December 31st, 2017, as presented by Mr. Berg at the last meeting, that he handed his letter of resignation in, we've turned that over to legal counsel as well for their files. I would like to make a motion to accept this resolution.
And I'll second the motion.
And would like to do a roll call, Mr. Berg.
Winger?
Yes.
Steiner?
Yes. Should we fill that out here today and sign?
I would, okay. Yeah, might as well.
You want to go ahead, Jerry, fill that and then sign it?
I didn't bring a pen.
Oh, here, you can borrow one of mine.
Yes, we just need the date on there.
We'll make copies and get it back to you. Jerry, did I give you a copy? You can hang on to that pen, by the way, I got one.
As I understand it, you'll help, or you'll get the year-end things finished for W-2s, 1099s, and can that be done by December 31st?
Should be.
Okay.
Because our last meeting is the 28th, and I should have W-2s ready to present at that meeting.
And
depending on what you do.
Okay.
Because you're going to hold up the works until you decide what you're going to do.
As far as what?
If you decide to go PERS or Social Security, I got to know that.
I'll know within the next couple of days. Now, on that first check, you did take it.
I did PERS because I was just assuming everybody did PERS. Right.
But it hasn't, has it been sent in
today? No.
Okay, when would you be sending
it? I'm supposed to be talking to her today again.
Okay. I'll let you, how about if I let you know by Thursday of this week? Is that acceptable?
Yeah, it better be before then because she said call her today after the meeting and let her know what's going on.
Okay.
And that's sitting there right now.
Okay.
So
when is that due to be sent in?
It's not due until around the first of the month. So we're okay on that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're okay on that.
Okay. I'll get it within 2 days here.
Okay.
Okay, I guess what I'd like to do is we're gonna need to appoint someone as a fiscal officer. And I would like to, you know, pursue that. What I would like to do is make a motion that we be in contact with the prosecutor's office so that we can get the language to put something in the paper or to advertise it on the website. I would like the language to be approved by the prosecutor's office. So I'll make a motion that we do that, because I think we're going to have to, we got to get that process going.
I'll second that.
Okay. And then upon approval by the prosecutor's office, we'll get it in as quickly as we can, because I believe we have 30 days.
You have 30 days from the effective date, so you'd have till 30 January. And just so people know, I mean, the term runs till April 1st of 2020, and anybody who was appointed, if they choose to run again, would run in the November 2019 election. So it's about a 2 1/4 year appointment. Okay. And you might want to set a deadline to get those in so you have some time to review them.
Okay.
Be in contact with the prosecutor's office to obtain correct language to advertise for fiscal officer position. Is that right?
Yes.
Winger?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I guess I'd like to jump to the financial statements.
Okay. Please take some explanations, some reading and some explanations. Thank you. First of all, I should have sent this around first. Look at this document first. You're familiar with the fund status report. This was a fund status report as of 12/31/16, and it showed that our cash balance was $249,523.52, and there it's indicated what was in each fund. Okay. Then look at this document. I had these out of sequence. Look at this document.
Thank you.
From the fund status report and the bank statement at that time, I certified to the Wayne County Auditor. You can see that the numbers match. $249,523.52. And where those funds came from is on the second page of this certification. I'll be doing this again once I get the bank statement for 2017 in December. I'll know how much cash we have, and I will be certifying on this form the Wayne County Auditor. Now, the first document I gave to you, which I want to be the third document, if you look at everything above the line that's drawn, it indicates, and what this does, it added in, as you enter it in, it adds in a total, but significant is the $70,451.41. See where it's at in the column? Well, if you look at your fund balance report, it matches $70,451.41. If you look at the certification for the county auditor, it matches. You add those numbers, and the number right above the line drawn in is 249,523. That ties to the certificate, that ties to the fund status report. That's the amount of cash that was available at the beginning of 2017.
And that's all funds.
That's all funds. Now, that was cash. That did not account for what revenue was going to come in 2017. That was just cash. Okay. Okay, now. This is 2017. Okay. Okay, I received the November bank statement since our last meeting, and I reconciled that. This is the extra statement. I gotta hang on to that. All right. Reconciling that statement. We currently had, at the end of November, $248,386.55.
All funds.
All funds. Now that, okay, that ties to this document. At the top of the page in dark black letters, it has beginning balance $248,387.63. Now that is off by three numbers. When that was generated, the ACH fee for a direct deposit was not entered yet. The interest from the one account was not entered yet, and the interest from the other account was not entered yet. So on your bank statement, I think I did a calculation taking the bank statement, subtracting the checks that are out, you should get $1.08 if you subtract the bank statement balance from this beginning balance or December balance. And I said what that is, that's subtracting $15 for the ACH fee, adding in $12.43 interest from the investment account, and adding in $1.49 from the primary account, you come to the $1.08.
What's the $12 amount?
$12.43 from the investment account, and $1.49 from the primary account, you come to $1.08. The difference between this month beginning balance and the checkbook. So what that's saying is, at the beginning of December, you have $248,387.63 in the bank.
And that's as of 1 December.
That was as of, I printed that off today. That was as of the beginning of December. Now, if you want to look
what,
at the,
what day at the beginning of December?
That would be December 1st,
okay,
because the bank statement was November 30th.
Okay.
So if you look at the last part of this, last page of this, or turn it over, as of today, the balance is $232,240.11.
Now this says as of 12/8. That's okay. I mean, that date.
Where do you see that?
here, transaction date.
Yeah, because there hasn't been anything done since that.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I understand that that's the date. Okay. Now, that's a reconciled.
To the bank.
To the bank.
Yep. Somewhere here, I've got a fund status report that would give you a breakdown by. Okay, this is a fund status report which would tie into the beginning of that cash statement. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, technically, is that going to be actually, this says as of 11/30.
That?
It's actually December 1.
Yeah, that's the same number that's at the top of your cash journal statement.
But you had said we're a dollar and eight cents difference.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually this, because you had the $15 ACH fee, mm-hmm. $12.43 in investment account, and the $1.49
right.
in the primary. So is it right, Jerry, to say this technically would be as of December 1st, not November 30th? Because you had another one here on November 30th that was, yeah, $1.08 different.
I'm probably wondering. So, because, see, those items, those three items were not entered into the system,
right.
but they were on the bank statement.
Right.
So when I entered them in, yes, that would be the difference. So
if there was a bank reconciliation statement, it would show those three items.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, okay. And you don't have a bank reconciliation statement?
Yeah, I gave that to you, didn't I?
Or is that what you're calling this? I mean, I was looking
for
you.
Well, I have. Okay, here, but I need these back. I didn't make copies of those. You can look at them. If you want a copy of them, I can give you a copy, but I didn't make a copy of those.
I'll pass them around here.
Did I give somebody a copy of bank statement that's blue at the top?
I did not give them.
That's
the original. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here you go. Okay. And I just penciled that out. You've already understood what that is, but I just canceled about that.
So the 248, 386, 55. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now,
could we have copies?
I don't have any copies.
Okay. I follow it. Let's go. I just want to make sure I understood the right date.
All right. Now what I want to give to you is our receipt register for November here's what we got in November.
Thank you.
The reason I give that to you is so you can see what source of funds came in and where you're going to be at in December. All right, we get in. We got cable TV franchise. That will not come again. We will not get that again this year.
Is that paid 11 out of the 12 months? Is that
No, that's only paid, I think it's paid quarterly.
How much is it for the year?
Oh, what is it, 12 something?
And this one
just
is...
Just a minute, I look here. Yeah, I had projected 14,000 and we'd already gotten in 15,600. So they pay that sort of quarterly. It's kind of hard to always determine when it's going to come. Plus then we get some from Maslin Cable that is not budgeted because they just send me a letter and say, we decided to send you some money. It's not always counted on. All right, so the franchise, cable franchise fee, we will not get any more of that for December. The local government money, we should get some more local government money. We will get, we should get one cell tower payment yet. The First Energy was an aggregation payment. We will not get that. Motor vehicle, we will get some motor vehicle. And we will probably get two gas tax payments. So that's sort of what we will get. Now here's what we have gotten in December.
So far.
So far. I said gas tax. We're probably going to get one gas tax payment yet because we've already gotten one. So what's probably missing on this December is we haven't gotten our lease payment for the cell tower.
And how much is that?
$1,725.
Is that always the same?
It's always the same.
Okay.
We haven't gotten local government. And we haven't gotten motor vehicle.
How much will local government be?
Local government run probably $2,400 to $2,900.
So it varies.
It varies.
And you don't really, whatever you get, you're not sure what's coming. They just send it.
They just send it. Now, when we budgeted, we said, according to what they had indicated, 27,000, but we've already gotten 33,000. We're 5,100 over on local government money. But we will get another local government payment this year.
And you're guessing low figure would be 2,400?
2,600 on local government.
Estimate, yet. Okay. All right.
Gas tax, we got 5,000. We'll probably get 2,500 to 3,000 yet.
In this month?
In this month. So you got the local government money, the other gas tax payment, and the lease payment. And we'll get a permissive tax.
The lease payment, sorry, that's the cell tower.
That's cell tower.
Okay.
We'll get a permissive tax payment, and that varies depending on who bought license in that particular month. But that could be $1,200, $1,400, $1,500. Last month it was $1,692. So I had budgeted, I had budgeted $17,146 and we've gotten in $16,891. So we're still a little behind on permissive tax, but we'll get, it'll probably be $1,200 or more. And that should be it, unless there's something unusual that we don't know about.
So what we, just the estimate there, of those four items, the cell tower lease, the local government estimate at $2,600, the gas tax, estimate that at $2,500, and the
permissive
tax at $1,200. That's about $8,025 in addition to the $5,080 that you have already received.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then that can be factored in against this $232,000 minus expenses. Okay, now. Expenses. Here's the appropriation report for up through December 11, and some of the items on here will be spent, even though you're going to have fiscal officer salary will go out. There will be a little bit of PERS will be spent. A little Medicare will be spent. And that should probably be it out of the general fund. Here's what's in as of today. I talked to Leroy. He gave me the bill. His bill is $2,105. He didn't think that he would get maybe hardly any hauled in for the end of the year.
So what the actual that's been done that you owe him for now is $2,105.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we've got to make a workers' comp installment payment. That's due. And then Sandemeyer. And of these, the one that's going to have to take some juggling is that workers' comp payment, because I'm going to have to borrow some money from somewhere in order to make that whole payment. Sandemeyer and Sandemeyer Commercial Fueling, they're both on purchase orders, and there's enough money set there to pay them.
Do you have a purchase order status report?
Mm-hmm.
Is that gets you out of line to pull that up now to look at?
What I've got here is Leroy's purchaser, because you were talking about that piece of equipment. Did you get Leroy's? Because I've got another in here.
Yeah, I got Leroy's.
Where's that? Okay, there's Leroy. On Leroy's purchase order activity, there is $44,000 left in that purchase order minus this $2,100. So say that there's probably, let's say, $41,000 in Leroy. So this piece of equipment, we can borrow from that. The other thing we could do, here's Kimball. And Kimball, we usually had gotten centers from them, and we didn't spend any out of their purchase order this year. We got $15,000 sitting there. So between Leroy and Kimball, we could close those or adjust those purchase orders, and you could cover your piece of equipment. I just printed this off. This is Leroy's bill for this time.
Thank you.
So on Leroy's alone, we've got, started with 70, and that PO is at 79,000, less the 46,
mm-hmm.
417, so we've got about... $32,500.
Are you taking, what are you taking off of there?
I took the original purchase order at 79, less 46,417.
Where did you get that?
I had the 44,312 that's been incurred previous on the PO status or on the purchase order. And then you had noted that in this one, there was $2,105 that he hauled, but you haven't paid him yet.
Mm-hmm.
That would be against that PO.
Well, the current balance of his purchase order is 44,311.
I was round, yeah, 311.89. I just rounded.
So you take that
2105.
$2,100 out of there. Plus, you better leave some, because sure enough, he said he didn't want to haul any, but he comes in here with some stone. We got to have some cushion in there to pay that.
Okay. All right. So the balance was 44,312.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Taking off the 2105 leaves
right.
The balance of 46,417. But as you say,
if you
would,
take it off, not
well,
add it on.
That it's not available.
On Kimball, since we didn't have any cinders, does that mean we're not getting any more from them?
I don't think they're even available now.
That's what I kind of wondered. So mm-hmm. Have to go more with salt and sand.
I guess that's
probably be more
Kevin.
Probably be a little more expensive.
Mm-hmm. But with Kimball, I don't see I got a letter in the mail from them, and I thought, oh gosh, don't tell me we got a bill. Well, it was just information that I'm gonna give it to Kevin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in those two alone, we'd have about 42,000 left on Leroy's purchase order,
mm-hmm.
and 15,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Leroy's not going to haul 20 loads in or something like that.
No, but if he hauled a few loads, we got to have enough money in there to pay.
Right.
So I wouldn't take that down and say, let's just use it all.
Right. So to stick to this, Kevin is there a copy there, Jerry? That's my copy, but you should have one there.
Oh.
Because I did talk to Kevin this morning. And I was concerned about that, how much stone was going to get hauled in, from what you had said the last time, how much we would have left.
Mm-hmm.
They approved two things. I asked Kevin to see if they would take a 30% down payment for this year, which if you take the $65,524.16 and 30% of that,
mm-hmm.
that would give us $19,657.25.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like for this year, we'd have no problem
mm-hmm.
even just pulling off of what's left of Leroy's
right.
purchase order. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, do that.
Okay. I mean, then we wouldn't have to do anything to the, you know, the Kimball. Basically, what will happen to that on the cinders, it'll just, if it's not used at the end of the year, that money then will just have to be reappropriated in next year's budget, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you okay with that, Dave?
Yeah, I just don't want to, yeah, I think we need to do something. I just don't want to get down
right
too low, because Akron Tractor is bending over backwards to
yes
to try and help us out. So I just want to make sure we don't.
But then the second half of that offer was that they would take the balance of the payment would not be due until April 1 of next year. Now,
should be, if it's 19, that's going to be three payments then, right?
No, we would just do two. What we would have left is...
Oh, 30% down in the balance?
And then the balance.
Should be able to do that.
Okay.
You should be able to set $150,000 in road and bridge up in equipment.
But I didn't know when that cash was available. That
well,
was
it comes in February is when you...
Okay.
Now I want to show you something that's very interesting. Find my comparison here. Your fund status report at the end of 16, and I want to look at the fund status report that I just gave you. That's current. Both of them?
The two fund status reports?
Yeah, you should have one dated 12/31/16 and one dated 11/30/17.
Yes.
Look at the closing cash amounts.
About the same.
Last year we closed the year with $249,523. Right now, if we closed the year with this status, we'd have $248,387 for about maybe $1,200 less total. But if you look at the general fund, we closed the year last year with $70,400. Looks like we would close the year with $29,000. So we're down, what, $41,000 in the general fund. We're up about $6,000 in the motor vehicle. We're up about $10,000 in gas tax. Right now, we're up about $16,000 in road and bridge. We're up about $5,000 in permissive, and we're up a little bit in street lighting.
Up
so,
a lot. Street
yeah.
Lighting.
Now some of that will go yet because we've got those two payments to make yet this year.
Okay.
So the overall cash balance. We're not too far off from what we were a year ago. So I think what that's saying is, if you go to make that other payment on that piece of equipment, shouldn't have any problem at all.
Mm-hmm. On this one?
No, this one here.
Yeah, even looking into next year?
No, shouldn't have any problem making that payment. No.
Now, what's not on here, the general fund, we don't have our payables against there.
Not yet.
Yeah, okay. And we'll talk about that then. But from the equipment standpoint, you're comfortable with if we paid less than $20,000, mm-hmm. this at 30%.
Yeah.
And then they gave us some more time to mm-hmm. April 1st, that would not be a problem.
I don't see that as a problem.
Now, that's good, but my concern would be if we need a tractor in 2020,
well,
I mean, we're going to have, typically you've had what, how much in equipment each year?
$150,000.
Okay, so I mean, we've got a good jump start, even mm-hmm. on, I don't have it, but I'm,
Yeah, if you put $150,000 and spend $45,000 of it, so you got $105,000 still sitting there. Go to 2019, another $150,000, another 20, another $150,000. If you don't spend any equipment, but besides that, in 18, 19, come 20, you should have the money to pay for a tractor and mower.
Okay. And it isn't that that's a that it, that it's an absolute, Kevin said.
No.
You know, if we got to float another year on it, we can. But I think come first of the year or something, we can look at that and schedule. But I'm much more comfortable today with this excavator, knowing what we know now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And again, the 40,000, as you're saying, the 45,000 due by April, we'll actually receive a big chunk in February or March, right, from the tax.
February.
Okay. Well, I'm much different than the other evening when I wasn't sure where we were at.
Now, what procedure is in place to go ahead and do this? What do we have to do?
They need, I do know they need at least the money before the end of the year.
But I mean, as far as a billing or a statement or something, what do we have to do?
What have we done in the past for McEnroe? What do you want?
Need to get us a bill of sale of some kind with this detailed out so we know where we're at with that.
Is it acceptable what they have here? I don't know what they've given you in the past. See, it says 30%.
Well, no, I don't think it is acceptable. We're just penciling this in. We need from them, give us exactly where you're at with this.
The amount
and
the dates.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
We did originally have this. That was when they had the 40%.
Right, but this would be, if they did something like that, but adjusted it according to when, you want to know what day we need to have the 19,000 and then the balance due by certain.
Yeah, it needs to be spelled out. This is just sort of general.
This is just a proposal.
Yeah, it needs to be spelled out in a bill of sale.
Okay. And we could get that by the end of the, basically we could go back to them today,
tell them
to get that bill of sale with that detailed out, and then at the last meeting of the year,
I could have that.
We could have that check cut,
mm-hmm.
and we could sign it then.
Yeah.
Because then we do save on the financing charges for those payments, and they said that the price increase would be 3% or greater as of the first of the year. Mm-hmm. And you would be okay with that?
Sure.
Okay. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I think we need to go ahead with it, and hopefully they already got one of those two sold.
Yeah.
And so that leaves one left, and hopefully.
How about if we make a motion to, should we do this as a motion or a resolution?
It don't matter. Motion, resolution, or
okay. Let's make a motion. I'd be willing to make a motion to purchase this Kubota excavator, as you have there.
Mm-hmm.
From their proposal of a 30% payment.
Percent down, basically.
Correct.
Balance.
Balance due by April 1, 2018.
Now that does include that extra bucket.
Correct. That's And that that includes the.
Is this price definite, or is that not very yet?
That price is definite, $65,000.
That's what I understood.
Yeah, that's definite.
But then this will be contingent on them issuing an official bill of sale.
Now, I'm not going to write a check for that amount until I've got a bill of sale in my hand.
I second that.
Ringer?
Yes.
Steiner?
Yes. And what I can do is I can get a hold of Kevin. We'll get that. I'd like to get that this week.
Yeah, I would think the salesman wanted.
Yeah, so they know as well. Okay.
I think they'll have that by tomorrow at least.
Okay. Okay. All right, so we went through the financials that we're all comfortable, and we made the motion that provided we get a bill of sale for the excavator, we'll purchase that. But as we did not approve the financial statements of the bank statement last month or the last meeting, mm-hmm. can we do that now mm-hmm. with the papers mm-hmm. to go over those papers and do that?
So you want to approve the financial statements from last month?
No, because I wanted to, because I didn't know the fund balances. I was thinking we were going to approve the statements that were provided today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, we have an appropriation status. Do we have a revenue status?
Do you have one?
No, go ahead. I can turn off another one. Okay.
So for us, the statements that we would approve now would be, when in the past, the financial statements are the appropriation status, the revenue status, mm-hmm. and the fund status. Is mm-hmm. that correct? Mm-hmm. Or is that, do you also usually have a cash?
No, I don't.
Okay.
In the system, it's called a management package.
Okay.
So that's what it is.
So you'd be all right with if we approve these statements? Mm-hmm. Today.
Yeah, because they're right.
I mean, they're really up to date mm-hmm. from what was the last meeting. Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion that we approve the three reports here, the revenue, appropriation, and fund status.
I'll second that motion.
Yes.
Steiner.
Yes.
And then we need to approve the bank statement. Correct. Well, I move that we approve the bank statement.
I'll second that.
Yes.
Yes.
Did I give you copies of attorney bills?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the activity that was, that's been done for a year on those.
So what's the total amount that we owe Brocious, Johnson, and Griggs?
You have that.
Be 96.
91,78,67. Second page.
Jerry, let me ask you something. Have those folks billed you since they left in July?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Haven't gotten anything from them since left.
Okay, thanks.
Let me make sure I understand. So the total amount that we owe is 91,78,67. Okay, so that includes the 546.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was the last contact I've had from them.
So basically, that payable we owe to them is 91,78,67. What's the amount then for
Schrader?
Schrader's.
As of now, then I've got another payment to make because I need to appropriate that money that we approved the other night. So that check will be at the next meeting. But as of now, it's $16,512. Come right on that?
I don't know. I have my secretary handle that end of it.
For those representative, could we look at those bills so that we could just...
Can I give you those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make sure that I'm understanding how these add up.
Did you get one this month? A bill from us? Did you get one?
Got this one.
What's the date on that?
November.
Okay, through October. Yeah, she's supposed to be working on one. My understanding from the last meeting is you wanted one that would cover November and maybe early December, and then whatever we had before the 28th, if we could get you a bill, you wanted to see one of those. So I think I owe you a couple of bills. The other question I had, and I think we can discuss this publicly, on the brochures thing, you know, if they haven't billed you in 7 months, they may well be willing to accept maybe half, but I need to know the half's available. You can't tell somebody I'm going to settle for, we'll offer you half, and they say yes, and then they don't get it. So that's all I would need to know by the end of the year. If you want me to do that, that's up to you.
I'm willing to see if they'll...
Wasn't that something that had been talked about in the past? And I never know, I didn't know if it was ever offered to him.
I suggested it might be a good idea about the time you hired me to begin with, back in July when they left. And then I said too that everybody was saying, hey, we may not have enough money to pay these things. And I told you I'd be willing to wait till next year. So my attitude was, at the end of the year, if you can come up with half of that, let me know, and then I'll make the offer. I discussed it briefly with the younger attorney that was, a female attorney that was doing the work. I know Don Brocious for years. I mean, I'll call him. I mentioned it to her and never heard a word back. That's why I asked Jerry if he heard anything. So, I mean, I don't mind calling up Don Brocious himself and saying, hey, look, Don, this is the best these folks can do for you. Are you willing to compromise it? But I have to know the money's available.
Well, the money's not available this month.
I know.
So if you're going to do that...
Well, I'm not going to do that till y'all tell me to do it.
If you went into if you went into next year and you got your appropriations set up in anticipation of that, and you know, it'd be nice to know that it was going to be half, then you could appropriate enough to cover that half. But right now, you don't have that money to do that.
But let's just say, for now, let's say that's not an option.
If I were
just to know what our liability is.
If you were asking my advice on budgeting, which is dangerous to begin with, I'm a lawyer, not an accountant, but I would try to budget the full amount, and then if you save half, you're to the good.
Because I would like to see what our basically payables are right now, so that we can look at the end of the year, because the next meeting, you know, the fiscal officer is going to want to finalize everything that he can and the checks that we can. But you know, I want to look at what our balance is today, what the bills are that you've already, and I think you gave us that, what you had a list that had Leroy's. This would be safe to say that's what you know so far.
That's what we have today. And I got the mail today, and there were no more bills in there today, but there will be bills, I guarantee you.
Okay.
So you take that list, and what's going to be on there yet will be payroll, Scott and Kevin, two pays yet. The trustees' salaries will be on there. You're going to have a High Edison for both payments, American Electric Power, Columbia Gas, you're going to have all of those. You're going to have PRS, federal tax, state tax, school tax, and you're just going to have everything down through there will be on. What you wonder about is how much more is going to be added down below here. These, you know, are going to be coming.
What I'd like to know is where we're at on the general fund, as far as Kevin and Scott's payment. That's going to come out of Road and Bridge. So that shouldn't be an issue.
Right.
But I want to do today here, Jerry, is to walk through together this general fund. What's the balance we have, which I believe you have here?
Appropriation status. Well, in the general fund, the only thing that's going to be coming out of it at this point will be $1,559.75 fiscal office salary. There's going to be $155 PERS. There will be $22-$23 Medicare, and the legal fee that's going to come out of there is already accounted for.
The one that we talked about the other
day. Yeah, that just has to be appropriated. It'll show up as an unencumbered balance, and then we'll spend it, but it just needs to be appropriated. I haven't appropriated it yet. I'm going to do that for the next meeting. So that is pretty much it of the general fund.
So let's go through what our balance is as of today. Would it be accurate to use this number for now, the 29?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's use that.
So you got, so you got 29,048.
And that would be, that's as of December 1st.
November 30th.
November 30th.
Nothing has come out of it.
Okay.
So then you're going to subtract 1,559.75. You're going to subtract $156 PERS. You're going to subtract $23 Medicare. This workers' comp, I don't know where I'm going. I'm probably going to break that up and take part of it out of gas tax. I think what I'm going to do there is just however it works out, wherever I can get the money.
But that's workers' comp for Scott or?
No, that's workers' comp for everybody. That's our installment. The way they're doing workers' comp now, you have to make prepayments, and that's a prepayment. So.
But you're saying that won't come out of the general fund?
Some of it should. Okay. Let's see, workers' comp. Boy, we don't have hardly any. And maybe what I'll do is just take all that out of gas tax. So if I do that, then unless we have anything else, now we'll have some. We'll have some utilities coming out of here yet for the garage electric, and that'll be probably $150. And unless we get a fire bill from Orville, it should be it.
So what do you got?
$27,159.54.
Okay. So that's saying theoretically that's the balance, but you've got revenue coming in
mm-hmm.
that we talked about.
Yeah.
And that's on the expense side of the revenue.
Okay.
And all of the trustee salaries for December will be coming out of Road and Bridge? No?
Gas tax.
Okay, but not in the general fund?
No.
Okay.
No. All right, so we're at 27,159. We've already gotten in that gas tax. We're going to get in $1,725 cell tower. We know that.
26 for local government, you estimated?
Okay. Is that what you'd written down?
Yeah, that's, you estimated, you had said that.
Okay, we'll have that for local government, and we will have
another gas tax,
and that'll be probably, what'd I say?
You said 2,500.
Yeah.
And then permissive.
And permissive tax, which will be...
1,200, you thought?
Okay.
So that was 8,025.
So we're looking at $35,184.
But the permissive tax and the...
Wait a minute. Permissive tax shouldn't be in there. That's a permissive tax.
Correct.
Oh, that's its own account.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So what did I say? 12?
1,200. So take 1,200 off of that.
Yeah, that's off of it. So 33,984.
So 33,984. Okay, now the payables, the legal bills, because that's not, so we've got, let's just, like was mentioned, let's not assume that we can reduce that Brosis, Johnson, and Griggs bill. But if we then pay, we have payables that it would be $9,178.67 for Brosis, Johnson, and Griggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not, we haven't figured that anywhere yet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so then we take 33,984. Is that what you're showing there right now? And subtract off 9,178.67. Now we have a balance of 24,805.33. Would you agree with that?
Okay.
Now, then what we would owe to Attorney Schrader, not counting there's bills that we didn't get yet.
Yeah, and I got to ask you something, or I want to ask Jerry something. Yeah. My mom spent 36 years as a clerk, which is why I'm understanding, you know, pay next year. I watched her stay up till midnight trying to find a penny to balance things out. And, you know, I'm a practical person. I told her I'd give her the damn penny, just go to bed, you know. And that's not the way it works for clerks. So here's what I'm asking. Does the auditor have a problem if I did? I mean, normally I would bill in January for what I do in December, and you guys kind of asked me for an early bill, but if you can't pay it, is the auditor going to give you any grief for that?
No.
No?
No, okay. They're not going to. For one thing, they're not going to know when you did the work. If you bill in January, how are they going to know that was work done in December unless you spell it out that way?
Okay.
Now, if you...
But if I bill in December...
If you bill in December...
And you don't pay till January, does that upset them at all?
I don't think that's going to upset them.
Okay, well then...
I mean, we can't... What's going to upset them if we spend money we don't have?
Right.
Yeah.
But I want to clear this. I want to make sure that we can clear as much out of that general fund and start with that clean slate the first of the year. I mean, it looks like we can, right? I mean, we've got right now, even if we pay Brosis, Johnson, and Griggs, the money we owed them in June, We've got a balance in the general fund right now, $24,805, forget the cents. But then, what do we owe, what is our balance that we owe to Attorney Schrader right now?
Well...
Without those invoices that could come next month.
Well, if we take that $4,400 off, that I'll pay her at the end of the month, it'd be $12,112.
Help me out to, that's the total amount?
Yeah, that's what we would owe yet after I make this next payment.
Okay, so in this balance here, this $24,805, do I have to, I don't have to take that 40, that
no,
payment?
No, because that 40...
Because you've already got it in there.
That 44 is not in there, but the expense is not in there.
Right.
Yeah, so we're just dealing with the 12,000.
And where's the 12,000 at?
That's what we owe him after I make that payment.
Okay, I'm going to walk through how I see what that 12,000 is so I make sure I understand. Is that, I see this amount here. There's 11,875.
Start back to back.
In the back.
Start back to back where we had the first billing. First billing, 12,750, and we made a payment of 7,500.
Okay.
Just add up the billings.
Okay, so
12,750. 68.75, 11.875, and 43.12.50. Then subtract the payments. We paid 7,500, we paid 6,000, and we paid 5,800. That comes down to where we would owe 16,512.
You said you need to add that to the total bill, right? The 43,1250.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 12,750, 68,75, 11,875. 43,12. And then subtracting off the payments.
Yep.
7,500.
5,800. And the one we just made was 6,000. You should get 16,512.
Now, where's the 6,000?
Was
that the
payment
one
we made just the
last
other night?
Night.
That
okay.
Show from here.
No, wait a minute. Okay, so that one I still have to
have to
take off because you already paid it.
Oh, the resolution, yeah.
You have that?
Yeah. I mean, I got an extra one if you want to. Here, why don't you? If you don't mind filling all that stuff out, this will give you another couple of originals. Here's two. Or I could make a copy. You probably ought to have an original.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm coming up with 16.
512.
Yeah.
And then out of that, we're going to make a payment, the payment that we asked the Budget Commission to set up so we could appropriate it. And that hasn't been done yet. So there's going to be, I think it's $4,476.
$76. Yeah. That's my.
So then I have to subtract that off.
Yeah. And then you
how much? $4,400.
$4,476.
Okay.
So you should get $12,036.
Okay, so basically that's the account payable then that we need to pay, that we owe this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we take off then 12,000, we had a general fund balance of 24,805.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we take off 12,036, so at that point, we have paid our bills.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that? I mean, in the general fund, we're ending up, basically, we have no payables other than the invoices that would come due next month.
Right.
So we can finish up the year paying all of our bills that we owe in the general fund.
As long as all that money comes in by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, even if it doesn't, the money coming in was 68.25. That's what hasn't come in yet.
Mm-hmm.
We still, even if none of that came in, we're still okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's all I better. Need to do, I need to get you a bill for November, and then if you want me to bill in December for what I do the first, up till about the 26th of December. And there ain't gonna be a whole lot after Christmas, by the way. I try not to do anything unless a court gets hold of me and makes me do something. Or I could wait and send you that December bill in January, which is what I normally do.
We can do that.
Let's do that. Okay. But that November bill, how much do you think that will be?
I have no
idea. Because that's...
I really don't. I what I do is write down the hours, and I give them to my secretary, and she sends bills.
Okay.
And then she kind of keeps track of what's been paid. Although she did tell me about the $6,000 because we weren't expecting it. So thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, one other thing before I forget it. I'm only bringing this up, and Jerry may already have handled this. A few years ago, they gave trustees and clerks a raise. And each year it goes up like 5%. I think the OTA sent something out that showed what everybody owed. One of the other townships I represent forgot about the 5%. So the trustees and the fiscal officer wound up getting a little extra in December because they weren't paid properly through the year. I don't know if that's something you guys are aware of or not, that everybody, you should be getting 5% more this year, Jerry, than you did last year. Same thing with the trustees. You're newly appointed. So
well, it'd be 5% when his term started, right?
No, it's 5% each year. They jacked it up the year before he got reelected, if I remember right. And then each year for after that, people were supposed to get a 5% raise. I know the OTA did something on that. I'll get you a copy of it just so you have it. But you may have a raise you didn't know about, or Jerry may have known about it. I'm just telling you, one of the townships I represent, and they're pretty efficient people. The fact that they did it different, for years it was this is what the trustee makes and that's that, and then now they're doing it different and taking it up automatically 5% a year pursuant to a statute that passed darn near 3 years ago. And other than that, I'll keep my mouth shut. I just thought I'd better mention that.
Well, I mean, going through this now, it looks like I say, our general fund, it looks like we can finish up the year with money in the general fund. Is there something that I'm missing while we went over here? I would think we're going to need to know, like for this Brocious Johnson, I'd like to get this cleared out.
Well, if you think you can do it, let me know. I'll get on the phone with the guy and say, look, I think Sugar Creek may be able to come up with half of that. Let's get it over with. What do you think?
Is it better to try and work with that bill instead of paying him all at once at the end of the year, I guess, instead of...
Well, don't look at me. It's up to you guys. I have a little self-interest there.
Yeah, yeah. I want that Brocious Johnson and Briggs bill from this year done. We need to clear that off, either if it's not going to be discounted or it's going to be discounted. That needs to be done.
Okay, then I'll take that as you're telling me get this guy on the horn, talk to him about it, and see where we're at. Okay.
See where we're at.
All right.
But then you have a November bill. Is that something that could be sent to us fairly quickly?
Yeah, she's actually supposed to have been working on it. So.
Okay, because I'd like to see that, because the only thing that would be the surprise if, you know, if we've got something that's above $12,769, then that's going to be a big surprise. But otherwise, we finish the year above water here, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll get that.
Okay. Is there anything, Jerry, you have on the financial side that we need to address with what we've talked about here?
No, I just, you know, we're doing these calculations, and yet when I get in there to make these payments, mm-hmm. it seems like I got to scramble like Dickens to find that money. So, I guess...
We can go over it here.
Yeah, I guess when I get to the point where I'm doing the bills and I try and get this Brocious thing figured in there, see where I'm at on it. That's all I can do.
Yeah, because it's probably going to come out of different funds, and it will be difficult to try and... Yeah, it'll be time-consuming to find all the money.
So what you're saying, you're going to have to move it.
Because there's just not, I mean, there's dollars here and some dollars there. And
can we do this? When you come at the close, can you have a piece of paper for us so we can do it as a resolution that it says, this is the, you know, on a paper that says you want to move this much money?
Well, I always do.
Well, I would like a copy, and then we can sign it.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Just to have it typed up. That way we know, because the other thing being, since you're working until the 31st, I'd like to know, we can do that all on one resolution, you know, what the money, it's going to go from this one to this one to this one, and then we can follow that. Mm.
I'll just do what I can do.
Did you want to announce the figures?
Yeah, let you.
Want me to do that?
Yeah, I'd like you to, because you just handed this to me.
Okay.
I think I understand it, but.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, I'm going to give a copy to the reporter and to the. I thought I saw one of the newly elected.
I want you guys to each sign that.
Sure.
We wanted to announce that today at 11:43 in the morning, with his grant to stay where we were requested. And what I've handed people is a copy of the resolution the trustees passed, accepting Gary Bird's resignation, thanking and honoring him for the extensive amount of services given to the township. What a stay order is that just so it agrees while we're appealing it. This order doesn't go into effect. That allows you to work out contracts with whoever else you need to work out. It gives them some comfort that they're not acting, you know, contrary to anything the good judge would have to say. And just so you know, we have had some preliminary discussion with opposing counsel with regard to trying to put out some feelers to try to resolve it. That's about all I can say, but that's all public, and court orders can file publicly. And so this puts you in a position you can start.
moving along. So, thank you.
And that was the Wayne County Court that...
Yeah, it was Judge Spittler. He's the one that made the decision, and he stayed his own decision. Had he not, we could have gone to the Court of Appeals, but it's always better if the trial court would agree, which he did.
Do we need to go into executive session to discuss the pending litigation potential settlement?
If you have any questions about it, really nothing much has changed other than, well, maybe we should go into executive session.
Okay.
It's kind of cold out there. Could we go in here instead of asking people?
Yes. Lots?
Okay. the other thing I did was, they say familiarity breeds contempt, so I'd given each of the trustees a copy of my resume. It's sometimes I forget. Or don't know or don't care what you got, so that may at least you know what my background is. But yes, Mr. Chairman, I would recommend we go into executive session to discuss pending litigation, and that's how the motion needs to read. It shouldn't take too long.
Okay. I'll make a motion to go into executive session according to ORC 121.22G3 to discuss with an attorney, our attorney, current litigation.
I will second that.
Raymond?
Yes.
Steiner?
Yes. We're going in at 2:30.
That pen on the resolution, go ahead.